Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, folks. Tan Trung joins us, WWL Odyssey digital content producer and multimedia journalist. He released today a new podcast that deals with Louisiana population loss, and he digs deep into the downstream implications of same. Tan, welcome to the show.
Neil, thanks for having me on.
Tan, a very interesting podcast. Unfortunately, a reality that we have to come to grips with, right?
Oh, and I think that if you have pride in Louisiana, which a lot of people do, you have to be concerned with what we're seeing within the state. And much like when we talk about the cliche of money is the root of all evil, money is also at the root of why we're seeing the loss of population here. And you have to look at the level of poverty and the inability for people to make a good living, a quote unquote good living. I know that's very subjective, but when you compare our household income, and thanks to Greg Rigamer, the political consultant, demographer, and pollster, you know, he laid it out all for me. And you just look at what we're able to make here for household income compared to the rest of the U.S., and then you put a finer point on it, a tighter focus on the southeastern region and the Gulf Coast region, and we're not close to any of our neighbors at all. And that's where a lot of the folks are leaving. You know, if you're living in Lake Charles, and if you're living in areas that got hit by hurricanes, and you don't have money to start with, and now you're talking about the insurance crisis and your inability to get out of that household income or that wage work that you've been locked into for almost decades now, then you have to consider leaving, even if you love Louisiana.
I mentioned your podcast in my interview with the governor because I thought it was appropriate of one of the downstream implications of population loss because of these storms. Here we are in a special session today trying to deal with, as you pointed out, homeowners insurance, the cost of same. He reflected on the last census, but a lot of our population loss has actually occurred since the last census occurred. Is that right?
Yeah, and to be fair, you know, right now we currently rank fifth in the nation when it comes to population loss. We're behind states like California, New York, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and we're drawing. The U.S. Census drew that ranking from the population loss that we saw from July 1st, 2021 to July 1st of 2022. Okay, that's what I call a Polaroid snapshot. Right. But if you go back, and I went back with Greg Rigamer, he says if you go back to 2000 before Katrina, and then you go back even further, the population loss has been going on for that long. So obviously, you know, that population loss that we're seeing that gives us the dubious rank of fifth in the nation when it comes to population loss. Yeah, that's a headline. But when you take a look further back, going back to 2000 before Katrina, there's what I said in the podcast. That's more of a documentary photo album. You can take a look at the trends and some of the deeper impacts that we have now because of the decades worth of population loss. And the last time I was on your show with you, Newell, we were talking about the shifts away from energy production, oil and gas. That's a part of it, too. But you factor in multiple natural disasters. You factor in a lack of economic development. You factor in, you know, the horrible state of education in terms of public education and our ability for children to advance here in the state. You have this large domino effect that is now what we're, you know, seeing produced in the flight out of the state.
Yeah. Interestingly, and Greg Rigamer, I was a client of his for a number of years, you know, as a political individual and trust him implicitly. He does incredible work. He made an observation that the majority of the population lives below the I-10. In my governor's interview this morning, the governor also said that the majority of business income now has migrated to below the I-10, I-12 corridor too, which puts us really at risk. And you and Greg talked about that.
Yeah, and the reality is whether you believe in climate change or not, I'm not getting into that. But if you live in Louisiana, you know the risk of natural disasters, and it's also man-made with the BP oil spill. But when you take a look at where our business is generated, where we're situated now, and how many natural disasters, hurricane storms, tornadoes, you know, that is a reality that we're living with, and it makes it very difficult when you have people that are not necessarily well off that are being hit by natural disasters that don't have means and access to good insurance compensation, and then now you have insurance companies pulling out. It doesn't bode well for us at all, and there has to be a lot of cooperation and political will that has to be involved for us to get out of this cycle, because if the politicians are concerned about their seats, the seats are shifting as well. There's political implications to this.
Yeah, and interestingly, I guess we have an election season coming up. It should be the crux of political conversation. Unfortunately, it doesn't always work out that way, right?
No, not at all. And Newell, you talk, you know, I listen to the show and you talk a lot about blocking and tackling when you're in government, whether you're in NOPD, you're in the governor's seat, the legislature, taking care of the basics and getting a good foundation for governing people and legislating. That should be the focus of our politicians and our governors and our candidates. Unfortunately, we are in a cycle, we're in an era of politics where a lot of it's driven by identity. You have MAGA Republicans, you have liberal Democrats, whatever you want to label people in candidates in the political arena right now. A lot of that distracts away from the hard work that is required to figure out how, A, do we get insurance, how do we get economic development, and ultimately, you know, grow a population that wants to stay in Louisiana instead of having them go to LSU or good schools like Tulane and then leave. And that's what we're seeing. And no matter how much you love New Orleans or Louisiana, you have to face the facts that it's not a great environment for people to make a great living. I mean, we have a great industry in the hospitality and tourism industry, but as I mentioned in the podcast, we can't service our way to the top of the nation. And it's very difficult when you're taking a look at the wages that people are paid here. So it's going to take good leadership on the local level, on the state level as well, to figure this problem out. I don't have the answers, obviously, but I'm also not in government. But I think that when we're seeing and we're going into a gubernatorial election that's going to have a lot of rhetoric, I think for us, I personally want to hear, how do you make the economy better? You know, when it comes down to, it's the economy, stupid. Well, let's hear some smart people talk about the economy.
You know, Tom, it's why I really enjoy talking to Michael Heck and all of the work that they do and try to lure new companies here and talk about the average income of these companies. That, you know, in the days of bringing someone that's going to employ 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 people, those days are gone, right? So we're just hitting base hits with small to medium companies, and unfortunately, that takes a while, and it takes a long time, and it's a long path, but it's a strategy that has to be managed and massaged each and every day, right?
It does, and you know, we go back to, you know, is Louisiana an attractive state to do business in? And right now, and I know that there's often a provincial attitude that we have here that if you ain't from here, then, you know, we don't want you. Well, that doesn't necessarily work for business. And if you're from the outside and we want the Amazons, we want those larger companies, the Fortune 500 companies to come in and do business, but we don't have many. I don't think we have any at all. And that's because it's hard for people, for businesses to take a look at Louisiana, to look at the insurance landscape, to look at the propensity to get hit by a natural disaster. Do I want to relocate to Louisiana, put my children in the school system here? I haven't even mentioned crime. You throw that all in, you know, poverty and crime are interrelated. It's not a good formula for businesses to come here to do and establish themselves here. You know, that is a vicious cycle that we're in right now. And again, you know, this is not a knock on, you know, who we are as a state, but if we have pride in the state, we have to take a hard look at ourselves in the mirror to figure out how do we retain and attract people. Forgetting about attracting people. We need to stop the population loss. You know, yeah. How do we attract people here? And we're nowhere near where we were, at least in the New Orleans metro area, where we were pre-Katrina. So we're still, you know, staggering, trying to recover our population from back then. And, you know, if you have to be honest, we're not where we were, you know, when the storm hit.
No, that's so true. You know, when I listen to your podcast, I always try to find the one tidbit that really intrigued me, surprised me, or otherwise more than any other. I don't like to reveal, you know, all of what your podcast is, but I will reveal this. The one thing that really surprised me is that Greg Rigamer said that there are only three parishes of the 64 parishes in the state of Louisiana that the average median income is equivalent to the U.S. average median income. And that struck me as to just how big of a challenge we have in front of us.
Oh, I don't disagree with you at all, Newell. And I think that when you take a look at, and as again, as I said, you know, money is the root of this population loss. It is sobering to see how people are living here and working. And people work hard here for their money. You know, there's no question about it. But when you don't get compensated and you don't make the adequate household income to make ends meet, you're talking about poverty level. You know, there are a lot of parishes right now that folks are just right at the median level, aren't just making enough to pay the rent, pay their mortgage. And now we're dealing with the insurance crisis. It's very difficult for people to live, let alone work in the state. And I think that, again, we're in this vicious cycle that if you can't work, you can't live in the state. And we have to figure this cycle out.
Yeah. You know, especially if you want your children to stay, right? We've got to create those opportunities. And that was the one thing that I left with, is that this is a little bit bigger of an issue than I originally thought. And folks, if you really, and Greg Rigamer presents the data in such a layman's, you know, language, everyone can understand it. It's great. That's what I like about him. And obviously he's been a part of almost every major study that's been done in this region for a long, long time. And Ton, great job in the interview.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Noel. And anybody can listen and download and stream the podcast, where it's on WWLradio.com or WWL.com. And also you can find it wherever you find your podcasts. Really appreciate the time, Noel.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ton Trung, WWL Odyssey digital content producer and multimedia journalist. Another job well done. You're going to enjoy this. You can go to the website, WWL.com, and listen to this podcast. Greg Rigamer is very, very interesting. He's got a lot of information to provide, and I think you're going to be surprised by some of what is revealed for certain. All right, we'll be right back with Arthur Hardy, publisher of the Mardi Gras Guide. We'll be talking about some of the smaller crews and things that are happening. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.